This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zoma the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, cougars, bears, weasels, orcas, any other mammals. Well, actually, orcas might be fish. I don't know. Whatever the hell they are. No birds, no frogs, no fish or orcas or anything like that. No snakes, no slugs, no geckos. You know what the daily high was yesterday here? 14 degrees and drizzling. You know why? Because God hates geckos and is punishing the rest of us for not dealing with the planet's gecko infestation. That's why. Also because Georgie's a bitch and wouldn't move us to Los Angeles. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zoma the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zomo the Stupendous. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in Zoma the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You're probably harboring geckos. And you can catch yourself up at my website, ZomaTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Unless you're the kind who's harboring geckos, then you can go straight to hell. September's starting to get to Iggy. You know, it didn't even get past 20 degrees this whole weekend. I don't even know if it got past that last week. So once again, winter is coming, and that son of a bitch Al Gore has lied to us. I said it a million times. Al Gore promised us no more winter. So we gave him an Oscar, and we gave him a Nobel Prize, but did he follow through? Hell no. He just bought himself a mansion, another mansion that is. He already had a few. And he bought himself another private jet, and he ain't kept none of his promises. No follow through whatsoever. And us iguanas gotta suffer for it. Bastard. Georgie, of course, thinks he's some kind of hero. Even claims Al Gore was trying to stop global warming, not accelerate it. Georgie, of course, is an idiot, but these are the sorts of lies she'll be imparting on to the next generation of idiots at her new job at the local art school, teaching remedial and advanced feces flinging, or whatever it is retarded chimplets go to art school to learn about. Stuffing paint up their butts and crapping it out onto canvas, I hear, is very popular these days. Anyways. And on the off chance that she's right and Al Gore did double-cross us and is trying to prevent global warming, well then he's a treasonous scumbag who needs to be sent to Guantanamo Bay pronto. We should have a letter writing campaign to Donald Trump to at least ensure Al Gore gets tossed over on the other side of the wall and not allowed to return. Let him lie to the Mexicans instead. Anyways, what's new this week? Well, Saturday, Georgie insisted on dragging Iggy up early on the stupid bus boat back to stupid Salt Spring Island for the stupid Salt Spring Island Fall Fair. As if anything in fall is worth celebrating. Goddamn chimps. They should be having a spring fair to celebrate it getting warmer and nicer and to anticipate the approaching summer, but no, the chimps is all about the fall fairs, and even the summer ones are at the end of August looking forward to the fall. Dolts. Anyway, so technical support monkey came over on the other bus boat, and she met us there, and guess who is still not done iguana's quilt? So Ig says, you're a chimp. Iguana need that quilt. Winter's coming.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost done. I just have to quilt the borders, and then I can put on the binding, and then...
When the hell's that gonna be?
I'll try and have it done for, during this week, and then I can drop it off on Friday morning, because I have to go back to Vancouver for a few days, so I can stop by then and get the ferry from Swartz Bay.
So we're going to mutter to himself, just loud enough for the chimps to hear. Muttered about how technical support monkey's a lazy bitch who could have finished Iggy's quilt weeks ago if she weren't so busy doing less important things like going to thrift stores and going to the beach and chasing after what's-his-face guitar dude. Anyway, so the stupid fall fair. Ain't nothing for iguana there. What was there? There was a horse show, and there were some dumb farm animals, and they're all dumb. And then there was cotton candy, but Georgie said iguana ain't allowed to have none of that. Bitch. Anyway, the damn chimps were suitably impressed by this one booth that had yarn in it, because some other chimp grows sheep and shaves them and makes yarn out of their butt hair or whatever. Now, none of this yarn was green, and Iguana pointed out to the chimps, you can buy yarn at Michael's, you know, it's cheaper, and they have green yarn. Shut up, Zomo, this is better quality than Michael's. No, Georgie, this is all blue and beige, none of it is green. Well, the dirty hippie who was selling the wrong colored yarn piped up and offered to make us some green yarn and mail it to us, even. She even took a photo of Iggy on her cell phone to get the right color match. So Georgie got stuck buying $300 worth of yarn to make Iggy stuff. Serves her right, especially considering Georgie refused to let Iggy have anything from the apple pie booth because, you know, the vet and his Nazi-esque diet restrictions. Hey, sister. Georgie, we need to find a new vet over down there in Victoria. Yeah, Dr. Horton recommended someone, actually, what was her name, Jekylls, Lori Jekylls, something like that. Dr. Jackass, more like it. Iguana don't want to see no one Dr. Horton recommends. Iguana want to see someone more reasonable. Reasonable meaning what? Well, for one thing, reasonable regarding diet. So, well, there's not going to be a vet on this entire earth who thinks it's okay for you to eat cotton candy and apple pie. That's because they're all quacks, Georgie. Whatever. You're going to see Dr. Jekylls. End of discussion. Nazi! Well, that got all the dirty hippies turning, staring at Georgie because, you know, of course, over on these islands, they're all CBC viewers who think Nazis are bad or whatever because something-something Anne Frank, something-something History Channel, Hitler Week, something-something Milo Yiannopoulos dressed up like Marilyn Monroe or whatever. Yeah, that sort of thing. I mean, yeah, I guess there's that sort of thing, too, with Nazis. But we all know the primary reason Nazis are bad is because they correct your grammar and they won't let you eat cotton candy because you're a lizard and the Nazi vet says so. And they're all just following orders, like at Nuremberg. And Chiguana's pretty sure had to do with a bunch of German Nazis not sharing their apple pies with the Jews or something. And, oh yeah, people getting really lame number tattoos on that Dave Navarro Ink Master show. You know, the one where he wears the fake glasses so people will think he's smart. Eh, something like that. Anyways, so the hippies on Salt Spring, oh, they all think Georgie's a bad Nazi. Well, all Nazis are bad. But, you know, they think she's a History Channel Nazi, you know. Anyway, so they all surround Georgie and they start mumbling amongst themselves about evil Nazis and Stephen Harper and Fox News or whatever. And Georgie insisted she's not a Nazi and Iguana just misunderstands what that means. But Iguana said, I can attest that Georgie is indeed a real Nazi. You don't even know what that means, Zomo. Sure, I do. A Nazi is a chimp who follows whatever orders the Nazi doctor says. Your vet is not a Nazi, Zomo. Sure he is. He won't let Iggy have any apple pie filling, and it wouldn't surprise me if he tried to invade Poland. Well, them hippies were getting all wound up, and they were yelling at Georgie, especially after Iguana yelled at her, Iguana got rights, you know. Because, you know, they're also the animal rights Nazis over there on the island. You know, that's the thing, they're all Nazis. But, because they want to, like, burn books and stamp out free speech and stuff. But, I think it's like a... I don't know, SS versus the brown shirts or something. There's like one Nazi kind that doesn't like the other Nazi kind. I tend to nap during the Hitler stuff on Discovery Channel because it's all, none of it's in color. It's all black and white film and it's all really boring and none of it involves iguanas. So anyways, point is, so the Salt Spring hippie Nazis were all mad at Georgie. And right when Iguana thought for sure the hippies were going to rip Georgie to pieces and use her skin to make new drums for their healing circle or whatever, well, technical support monkey showed up with two jars of hippie honey and she told the dirty hippies that Georgie's not actually a Nazi because, like, Georgie voted for Justin Trudeau. It's just kind of a shame on multiple levels, not the least of which is now Iggy knows for sure that Georgie is a filthy traitor who voted for a retard. Plus, Iguana missed the chance to see Georgie get her comeuppance, finally. Anyway, so technical support monkey got us to go over and look at a bunch of dumb farm animals, which is totally lame and stupid, especially when the judges wouldn't let Iguana enter Georgie and technical support monkey into the competition show whatever thing, because supposedly there isn't a chimp category. Iguana figures it's really about, you know, neither one of them knows any tricks, and I don't think either one of them is in good enough shape to jump over the, you know, the sticks. You know, the ones that the horses jump over where they put sticks in the air and stuff. Anyways, they don't know any tricks, and neither of them chimps exactly gussied themselves up to be judged for the show. So anyways, no blue ribbon for Iggy. Not that either of my chimps is prize winners, but you know, as far as chimps go, yeah, I figured I had a chance, but apparently, anyways, wasn't allowed. And then, of course, Georgie wouldn't let Iguana kidnap any of the bunnies or guinea pigs that were being judged in order to experiment on them at home in Iguana's secret rec room lab. Hey, sister, but Georgie, it's in the name. Guinea pigs are for use as guinea pigs. If you don't perform horrific experiments on them, it's like you're spitting on God's divine master plan. I don't care, Zamo. No experimenting on guinea pigs. What about bunnies? No! Rats? No! Mice? No! Dogs? No! Cats? No! Raccoons? No! Squirrels? No! What about chipmunks? I said no, Zamo! No, you hadn't previously said no to chipmunks, Georgie. I told you no experimenting, period. I told you that several times. Not recently. It's been at least 3 months since you told me that, and chimps do change their minds all the time, Georgie. The answer is no, Zamo. Get some better hobbies. You won't let Iguana have any fun ones, Georgie. Experimenting on animals is not a fun hobby, Zamo. God. Well, what's Iguana supposed to do? Get an old lady hobby like knitting or quilting or thrift shopping? Technical support monkey didn't like that one bit. She piped up and said,
hey, like, lots of people knit and quilt and thrift. Those aren't just like for old ladies, okay?
Touched a nerve, didn't I? What's her name anyways? Mildred?
I know it's not Mildred. It's...
yeah, whatever. Anyways, definitely touched a nerve. I can tell you wouldn't have said a damn thing others.
No, it's not just like you're, okay, you're just like so wrong and like stereotyping and...
Who's the youngest member at your quilt guild?
That showed up this month?
Yes, Chimpette, who's the youngest member of the guild?
I think I am, but...
Right. And you're older than God.
I am not!
You're older than Jesus, and Mrs. Churchman always used to claim that's the same thing as God.
Oh, like, Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. I'm only 38. Well, okay, I'm gonna be 39 next month.
Yeah. Jesus died when he was 33. That makes you 6 years older than Jesus, and therefore you're old and decrepit. You are an old lady, and you have old lady hobbies.
People don't get decrepit when they're 39, Zamo.
Oh, Jesus died of old age, Chimpette. You're even older.
No, Jesus got, like, nailed to a cross, and he died from that. Like, when they crucify you, it, like, suffocates you or whatever.
No, Jesus died of old age at 33, and the cross story was just made up later to sound cooler. Plus, you know, it's hard to have, like, you know, if someone dies of old age, what's your religious symbol going to be, a cane and a walker? You know, the cross is a lot easier to manufacture. That's why they went with that story.
What the hell? Have you been listening to Alex Jones again, Zamo?
No, Alex Jones won't listen to Iguana, so Iguana's shunning him until he stops letting his screen caller hang up on Iggy.
Whatever. Jesus died on the cross. He did not die of old age.
That's what they want you to believe. And you're eager to buy into it because you're in denial of your decrepitness.
I am not decrepit, Zamo.
You're on Facebook bitching that your back is sore and your hip is all gimped up and you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning because your hip is all sore. That makes you decrepit.
No, that's just because the bed in the spare room sucks and needs to be replaced because it doesn't have enough support and it, like, pushes on pressure points and stuff.
Nonsense. You're in denial, chimp. Admit it.
I never had any back problems with my old bed before we moved 3 months ago.
Yeah. All right, so you just suddenly got decrepit 3 months ago. I don't think so. I think you're in denial. Anyway, technical support monkey obviously ain't listening to reason, so she's going to continue living in denial about her own impending mortality and the fact that her hobbies are old lady hobbies. Yeah, other than the bit about chasing after guitar dudes, but, you know, little old grandma's doing that nowadays, too. I mean, especially at the, you know, the Rolling Stone concerts and stuff. Anyway, speaking of guitar dudes, there was some band playing, but they were a terrible hippie band. Even technical support monkey had zero interest in listening to them or trying to breed with the guitar player. I guess she's got standards. Sort of. Anyways, on the other hand, being older than Jesus and all, maybe she shouldn't be so damn picky. Anyway, you know, apparently when I was teasing her about that, you know, she claims that new, the right kind of dude monkey, not only plays guitar, but plays a Les Paul guitar, has long dark hair, but not dreadlocks, and wears tight leather pants. Oh, and he does cocaine and not weed. Hey, sister, I hope that's Colombian cocaine, none of that shitty Peruvian garbage. I don't know, what's the difference? Colombia, number one. Peru is poo. It's number two, literally. It even rhymes that way.
So, like, there's no actual difference that you know of? It's just your whole, I hate Peru nationalist bullshit?
How dare you insult our great nation of Colombia? No difference between our fine exports and the stepped-on garbage laced with toilet water that the Peruvians sell. You bitch.
Whatever. The Mexican cartels import it all together and blend it all together anyways.
That's why you gotta go to the source.
Whatever.
Iguana's cousin Sticky's pet human. He has a direct line to Medellin. He's got the good stuff. Iguana could hook you up if you weren't such a snob.
That's nice, Samo. Hey, look, they're racing zucchinis.
So technical support monkey and Georgie wandered off to watch the chimplets racing zucchinis with wheels stuck in them. Being that Iguana was riding on Georgie's shoulder, Iguana got stuck going with them.
Ugh.
So that was the big outing this week. Salt Spring Island sucks. Technical support monkey sucks and is in denial. At least Georgie got stuck buying a bunch of green wool to knit iguana stuff with. No, and Al Gore's a lying turd. We already knew that, though. I have a horrible feeling that this is the week coming up when it's the fall equinox. Yeah, things just getting worse. Anyways, what else? Oh yeah, technical support monkey. I was talking to her this morning. Before recording the podcast, obviously. Anyways, I was talking to her this morning and she heard something bumping around her house last night. And when she went out there this morning, there were fresh gouges in the ground. You know, like how a cougar marks his territory. And on the front porch, in front of the front door, a chrysanthemum plant and some dumb lawn statue were knocked over in a direction leading away from the front door. There's some scratches on the door, too. Or there's one scratch, anyways. Now, Iguana told her, that cat is trying to tell her she needs to leave its territory and move down here to Victoria so she can better fulfill her technical support duties to Iguana, but no... No, Chimpette insists it was just a cougar getting a late-night snack on her front porch. Anyway, her dad insists it must have been an owl. Speaking of denial, you know, because even owls, they might fly low when they're picking up a rat or something. But if it was doing that, you know, it would have to be coming in at some speed, which means it would be going towards the door, which means the statue and the chrysanthemum would be pointed towards the door because it would have been knocked over in the direction towards the door. So the fact that it was knocked over in a direction away from the door means it can't have been a goddamn owl, dumbass, because the owl wouldn't have been flying from the front door. There's no room to maneuver, gain speed. And if it caught something on the front porch and then it took off, it would just take off upwards, not along the ground. You know, humans obviously don't know nothing about physics and nothing. But, you know, anyways, clearly in this one case, it was not a murder bird. It was a cougar. But that's beside the point. They're idiots living up in the near wilderness like that. And Iguana keeps telling Technical Support Monkey that, but I have here. Idiots. Oh, yeah. What else? Last week, what was it? Tuesday, Wednesday? I don't remember now. Anyways, Iguana also went over and met the elderly neighbor lady, Mrs. Brown. That's Brown with an E. I don't know why she thought it was important to tell me that, because it's not like Iguana's ever going to write it down or send her mail or nothing, but okay. Mrs. Brown with an E. And when I went over and did that, I ended up crashing a meeting of her kooky cross-stitch cult. I mean, they prefer to call it a guild, but it's just smoke and mirrors. But anyways, Iguana's tired and running behind on Ixnap's schedule, so the story of the cross-stitch cult will have to wait for another episode. Suffice to say, there was apple pie to be had, and Georgie will never ever know because Mrs. Brown, with an E, already don't like Georgie none. Even before Iguana told her Georgie was a cheap, spiteful spinster bitch who insists on making Iguana eat health food. Yeah, so it seems Iguana has the treat situation sorted out. Iguana just have to get Mrs. Brown, with an E, to come over and give Iggy some treats, or better yet, come pick Iggy up and take Iggy over to her house and hang out and eat the treats there. But anyways, Iguana gotta have a nap. So like Ig says, Iguana, I'll have to tell you all about that some other time. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zoma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, feed them to the local cougar, and then go to my website, ZomaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you, Iggs, next week. Bye.